Texas Business Minds, a presentation of the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas. Higher mortgage rates, lower inventory, and skyrocketing insurance premiums are impacting the real estate industry across Texas. In this update, Houston Business Journal Managing Editor Jonathan Adams sits down with longtime Houston Association of Realtors President and CEO Bob Hale.
What got you interested in the housing industry in the first place?
Well, I would say the real estate industry, because we're commercial and residential.
Right.
I graduated from UT Law School in 1969. I was hired in 1970 by the Texas Association of Realtors as their in-house lobbyist. And I did that for 3 years and then moved to Houston in 1973. Mm-hmm. I'd gotten to be good friends with the Houston Realtors, and they all said, you got to move to Houston. I was retained as attorney and lobbyist for HAR in an outside law practice, not as an employee. And then in 1988, they selected me as president and CEO. So that's been 35 years.
Wow.
What have so you, 50 altogether.
That's a lot. What have you enjoyed about it?
Well, I guess working with a open-minded, visionary leadership, which we have. Mm-hmm. There was a time way back when the leaders didn't actually trust the staff. That's what I inherited.
Oh.
I mean, well, maybe trust is not the right word, but
yeah.
They needed to be involved. They weren't confidence. Maybe confidence level wasn't there.
Right.
Today, totally different. They're visionaries. They're not micromanagers. They think big. They go to conferences. They see what's going on in the industry. And they look to us to bring them suggestions because we've got the most professional staff in the industry without a doubt.
Yeah.
I put our group up against anybody. That's what's been fun. It's all been positive. It's all been, we have a saying at HR, and that is we can do anything. And we've proven over and over and over and over that we can do anything.
Yeah, like you mentioned, you've been here for a while. What's kept you?
Well, I think that the ability to create and to imagine what could be and then make it happen. And we've just done incredible things. I mean, Matt's not one of the best, I would say, communications people in the country. And you know, a lot of them are struggling. A lot of them don't have not even that position, much less a Matt or a Taki Rizvi or a Rita does our training or Lori does our meetings. I mean, we just got a first-class staff.
Yeah, for sure. And so what role would you say HR plays within the community and I guess the state as a whole?
Well, we're the source of information. We're the source of real estate information to the media, to the consumer, to the member about what's the market like, how many listings we have. Here's everything that's for sale, up to the minute. I mean, our website's updated every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So if your home's listed right now, in 4 more minutes, it'll be on HR.com. And I've had calls from realtors, you know, at midnight saying, Bob, my listing's on HR.com. The seller's livid that, you know, they're going to take the listing away. Well, they didn't put it into MLS correctly. So that, if it's not in the right, we won't get it, you know. So things like that. You can't go anywhere with the HR.com polo shirt with a logo on it. Somebody says, oh, I found my house on there. I'm on there all the time. Or, you know, my wife redecorating the house based upon what she's found on there. Or doctors, airline stewardesses, you know, grocery store people. I mean, no matter where you go, everybody knows HR.com. We're kind of the hometown website. And we compete with Zillow and Realtor and Homes.com.
Yeah.
We're friendly competitors. We're not enemies like some competitors are.
Right.
But I think we're very well known by the customer, by the consumer, and we provide a very valuable role there.
Yeah. And so that's kind of the other thing I was curious about is you do have like Zillow and all these other competitors. What do you do to stay ahead of it and to stay competitive?
Well, one thing is we started HR.com in 1997. And I went to a conference in 1996, and the speaker said, in the future, your internet presence will be more valuable than your physical presence. And I was like, you know, back then, you didn't know what the internet was, really. And so I went up to him afterwards and said, what are you talking about? I don't get it. And he says, your website will be more valuable to you than your physical office building. And we get 8 million times consumers come to HR.com in a month. 8 million.
Yeah.
And maybe 100 people come to this building in a month. I mean, it's the monster. I mean, it's he was right. Now, the question is, if I hadn't gone to that conference, would there be an HR.com? And I can't guarantee you there would be. It's just luck sometimes, the way things happen. And we came back. It's funny. That was in the morning. Came back, went to lunch at Molina's, which is right down the street at that time on Buffalo Speedway. And we got some napkins and a pen and drew out what a website could look like. And we created it in-house with basically one programmer, really, that was Stone back then, working day and night from home. And that's what you have today. Now, the competitors all have over 1,000 programmers each. So that's 3,000 we're competing with or more. And we've got probably 15.
Yeah. What do you do to like market differently than with like having fewer programmers to work with?
You know, Matt Marks, billboards have been very successful. We have them all over town. But it's word of mouth. People just know HR.com. We have organic. I mean, they just go there. They don't have to read about it or, you know, be advertised. We don't have TV ads. And, Zillow's saying today they've got the second ad that's just coming out. Homes.com is spending $1 billion this year. CoStar is spending $1 billion to promote Homes.com. We don't have that kind of money. We're just a little ragtag team from Houston.
Yeah.
But we're winning.
Yeah, and winning. That definitely speaks to like how ingrained into the community HAR is. What would you say HAR's role is within the Houston community?
It's really to connect realtors and consumers. Consumers need the realtor to show them properties, to negotiate on their behalf, to represent them. And realtors need consumers to do that for. And so we're kind of the glue that brings it together. People go on HR.com to find a listing. Consumers, typically find a listing and then find the realtor. And saves everybody a lot of time and effort. I mean, in the old days, you're too young to know about the MLS book, probably. But it was a great big book, like a huge phone book, mm-hmm. with pictures like that big, black and white, and a little bit of information about the house. There was no way to search. I mean, you couldn't search zip code, blah, 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 or draw a circle on a map like you can on HAR, show them all the listings there. It was just, you look through this giant book and try to find something. And it came out once a week. So if it was a hot market, by the time you actually got it, it may have been sold already. It wasn't, updated every 5 minutes. We've come a long ways in providing consumers, what they're looking for and what they want. That's why we're successful.
Yeah, and that kind of leads me into my next question, which is like, how have you seen the industry evolve over the years?
That's a fun one. I'll go back to the fact that in the old days, you found it in the MLS book, which was sort of a joke. But I'll never forget, I bought my first house in Austin, and the realtor let me take the MLS book home that night to look through it, which you weren't supposed to do that. Only the realtor could see the book. And I thought I had gotten all the gold in the world. I mean, I was so excited. And I realized this is stupid. But there wasn't an internet, so it was your best thing you had. So now we've evolved from that to portals and social media. I mean, realtors advertise dramatically on social media. We do too, Facebook, Instagram. I'll post something on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram. I get zero results, responses from our members on Twitter. I get quite a few on Facebook, and I get a ton on Instagram. I mean, a ton from all over the country. Huh. And so that kind of is where people, I guess, are. I mean, it kind of shows that. Consumers can see now on HR.com maybe 50 photos.
Yeah.
They can see interactive floor plans where you can put your mouse or touch the room and it'll show you all the pictures in that room. It'll show you virtual tours in that room. It'll show you each floor. Yeah. Consumers are dying for floor plans. They want floor plans. They say, you show us all these pretty pictures, but we don't know the layout. Where does that bedroom fit in the house? How do you get to the backyard? I mean, all these things. So the floor plans are very, very critical. You see the tax history of that house. You see schools, and you can compare schools, statistics. you can now listen to the description of a listing in 12 languages.
Wow. That's awesome.
On HR.com. Not on any other website that I'm aware of. So it's a lot of stuff changed. Agents used to advertise in the newspaper. That was where all the money went. Mm-hmm. The Chronicle and the Post. And then the internet came along, and now the portals get the money and social media. That's the main two places. The cell phone, that's the agent's office. That's where they transact most of their business because they're not sitting at a computer. Right. They're out, you know. So we've done the MLS and HR.com mobile. And so they can do everything they need to do right there.
What challenges would you say you faced, you know, getting to the role that you're at now?
The number one was getting the elected leaders to respect the staff and trust us. We've been there for many, many, many years. But we started from zero. And then recruiting and finding the best staff and keeping them. That's the key.
Yeah.
You can find them, but a lot of other people want the best staff too. And so we have a very team-like staff that actually likes each other and helps each other. And there's no, oh, that's my job. It's what do we need to do? What do we need to do?
Yeah, and that's been a challenge. I feel like every industry in Houston has experienced is like finding and retaining talent. What would you say are some of the key strategies that you've implemented to do that?
Well, years ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, we read a book, Good to Great. And back then there was a city club across the street, which is a private club that we held meetings over there. And we took the senior staff, spent a whole day. Everybody had to read the book and then we talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I said, we're going to take a journey. We're going to not be working for the IRS anymore. We're going to be working for Apple. We're going to have goals. We're going to accomplish things. We're going to have objectives that you have to meet, you know. And half the staff quit. They said, we don't want to take that journey. We like the IRS. We don't like pressure. We don't want responsibility. And they didn't have much back then. And so that allowed us to hire people like Matt and Brittany and Takei. And it's funny because after that date, almost every single senior staff we hired is not in the job that they are hired for. Because, in other words, I knew Matt was fantastic. We wanted him on, but we didn't have the spot for him. There wasn't an opening, but I knew it would be. So he did something in the meantime. Same thing with the MLS director. And I mean, all the key people started here and ended up where they should have been. And that was in good grade. They said, get the right people on the bus, then get them in the right seat. Gosh. And we did that.
Wow.
Your job as CEO is to hire the right people and then set goals with them so we're all on the same page of what we want to accomplish. And then get out of the way. Let them do the job. Don't micromanage. Don't look over. I mean, I've never looked over Matt's shoulder. He's looking over mine some. But you got to trust the people you hire. Everybody's going to fail sometime, but you're not trying if you don't fail.
Yeah.
I mean, no one's going to be perfect. So we celebrate failure sometimes.
Yeah. And so what would you say is the trick to like getting someone to take a role that, you know, you want to move them into another role eventually, but like you just bring them on into whatever specific role that you have open at the moment?
Well, typically I'd say, you know, my goal is for you to do this, but somebody's already doing that. So let's do this in the meantime. Like Rene Galvan, who's going to take my place, he's our executive vice president. I knew exactly what I wanted him to do, but there's somebody there. They have to get rid of them first. Every day do something else in the meantime, you know. Same thing with a governmental affairs director. I mean, just, you know, job after job after job.
Bob Hale joining us. Next, the challenges facing the real estate industry. When Texas Business Minds continues.
At Texas Mutual, a workers' comp insurance provider, we're committed to building a better Texas. We've contributed over $4 billion through dividends and community giving to help strengthen the state's economy and support working Texans. Learn more at texasmutual.com/better. Dividends are based on performance and are not guaranteed.
What would you say are some of the challenges the industry is facing now? I can assume it's the NAR settlement, but...
Well, high interest rates have been the worst thing that ever happened in the industry. Now, we say high interest rates at 7%. There was a time when interest rates were 18% and people still bought homes. I bought a home 12%. I thought I'd die and go to heaven. Like, this is a miracle, 12%. Wow. And yet, when rates were 2 and 3%, people get used to that. And now 7% seems like crazy, you know, but it's very, I mean, that's normal. 2 and 3 is not normal at all.
Right.
So interest rates are a problem. Low inventory of homes is a problem. And you're going to have a low inventory of homes as long as you have high rates, because about 40% of people don't even have a mortgage. So they got zero interest rate.
Yeah.
And then you've got a ton of people with 2 and 3%. They don't want to sell because now they're going to be at 7. So you got a locked in group of potential sellers that the minute rates probably get to 5, you're going to see a ton of inventory hit the market, which means prices probably will get lower because you got now more people competing to sell than you do. With low inventory, you can charge what you want, which is why prices have gone up so much.
Gotcha.
Then climate change is probably one of, if not the most impactful things that's going to happen to this industry, because you're seeing homeowners ask, can I afford the insurance? And then they're asking, can I even get the insurance?
Right.
Because insurance companies are pulling out of Florida and California and Louisiana like crazy. And price just goes up for those that are left. Because insurance companies are going to have to make a profit. And if they can't pay the losses, they're not going to make a profit. That's going to be a huge, huge hit. Yeah, I write about this all the time. So the other day I looked at, wonder what I pay for it. I mean, you just pay it. You don't think about it. My homeowner's insurance is double my property taxes.
Wow.
Which, like, wow, I didn't even think about that. It's close to what a mortgage payment would be.
Yeah.
And it's just getting harder and harder to get. And then the internet and social media and now artificial intelligence will all play big roles in real estate. We've already seen how the internet and social media has. And then AI will, we're going to be using it a lot on HR.com, for example.
Yeah. Can you speak to that a little bit more? Like, how is it?
we're looking at where AI will create descriptions of photos. So there's 50 photos.
Mm-hmm.
It'll take an agent a long time to describe all those photos. AI can do it in about 3 seconds. You know, now the agent then can look at each of those descriptions. Good, good. Whoop, need to modify that. It doesn't really have hardwood floors or it doesn't have granite countertops or whatever. But AI makes it sound, I mean, it's a public relations type speak.
Right.
Whereas the agent may not know the right words to start with. So it's a great start. It's not the final product because the agent's got to approve it and change it.
Hmm.
But that, for example, then the description of the property, AI will do that. It'll take a photo and it'll say, here's high beam ceilings with the word there at the ceiling.
Great.
Or a certain type of refrigerator. You know, so describe what's in that picture. The agent can change that. So he said, for example, I go back to this again, hardwood floors. AI thinks it's hardwood floors, but it's not, okay? They all look alike. So the agent just takes that out. So the agent's in control, but it's going to make their job a lot easier, and it's going to be more information for the consumer.
That's awesome. Yeah, fascinating. Because I know I talked to Kirksey Architecture a few weeks ago, and they also talked about how AI is starting to impact, like help them make things a little bit more efficient. Yeah. So
we just ran, a million photos in MLS through AI to get those tags.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can, at some point, the goal is to allow the consumer to search for white backsplash kitchens. We can't do that today.
Yeah.
But that'll change how the consumer searches.
So I guess my last question is, what's next for you?
I've got another year and a half.
We want to know that.
Yeah, I think the plan is that after I retire January 26th, I'll be a part-time employee. I'll be CEO Emeritus, and which a lot of the big companies do that. Anywhere has done that, many others. So that's the plan, to stick around and still see my buddies.
Yeah.
Thank you for downloading Texas Business Minds, presented by the Business Journals of Texas. Brought to you by Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' comp provider committed to helping companies build a stronger, safer Texas.